Welcome to a paranormal show unlike any other. The Ghost Helper Show with your guides, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine.
Where the paranormal is more normal than you think.
We are seasoned psychics who once led normal, everyday lives just like you. Until the paranormal world refused to be ignored any longer.
We have listened to countless dead tell their stories, and we are sharing that knowledge with you. Join us each week as we take a piece of the paranormal and explain how it works using true ghost stories, the tales that the dead have told us.
Our intention is to offer new insights and understandings of the paranormal pandemonium which surrounds that mystical fourth dimension and how it impacts our normal everyday lives. The Ghost Helper Show with Laura and Tina, teaching the living to help the dead, starts now. Welcome, everyone, to Ghost Helpers. I'm Tina Irwin, and I'm here with my co-host, Laura Van Tine. And we'd like to remind everyone that the paranormal is far more normal than any of us might have ever thought, especially for you, Laura. And I think that you would like to thank someone today.
I do. I want to thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring the show. And by the way, I got a haircut this week, and what I noticed is that I've been using their sulfur product, and my hair is growing way too fast and way too thick, and so I've been needing a haircut for 2 weeks sooner than normal, so I thought that was interesting. So I got to cut back on that. Not ghost-related, but I thought it was very interesting. And I also want to thank the Paranormal Ghosts and Hauntings Facebook group for sharing this show. Your support really means the world to us, so thank you so much.
And we are happy to announce that our new website, ghosthelpers.com, it's ghosthelpers with an S.com, is finally up, and we'd love to have you explore it. Tell us what you think. You know, message us on Facebook, and we both get to see what's happening. So we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and we're so excited by it, by the way. So we're super happy for the Burnett Media Group for doing this.
Okay. Now, Laura, you had a very interesting phone call.
I did. So what phone call that we have is ever not interesting? So I received a phone call from somebody that's been following the Ghost Helper show for a while. And she reached out to me and she said that, you know, she had a possible issue. And that was, this is Chris from Augusta, from Michigan. And she called me because her aunt had died of breast cancer a number of years ago, and she knew that her aunt had not crossed over. And she's a very religious woman, very spiritual woman, kind of like the best of both worlds, is what I've learned. So she was concerned that her aunt hadn't crossed over. Her aunt had breast cancer. But the aunt's daughter, who is an adult, started having health issues as well. And she was kind of wondering, could that have something to do with that? Could that impact, could a ghost, a soul who's died and not crossed over, who died from a health issue, could that health issue impact the living? That's a really good question.
I've heard this over and over again. If someone close to a family member passes away from a type of cancer, it is not unusual to see one or more family members also develop that kind of cancer. And it's ironic. There are those occasions when you cross the person over, the cancer vanishes. It's kind of interesting.
And so I thought it was wonderful that she wanted to help, you know, her aunt and her cousin. But what I found really compassionate was that she was more concerned about my safety because she knows from her spiritual teachings and her religious teachings that in that dimension, it's not all unicorns and rainbows. And so before we started, she needed me to convince her that, yes, I was going to keep myself in a safe place, which I thought was really sweet and kind. And yes, we do. We work really hard behind the scenes when we help a client because safety is the most important thing that we have. It doesn't matter in which dimension. When you cross the street, you look both ways. When you go somewhere, you look at your surroundings, you're looking for those things. And it's no different in this paranormal fourth dimensional world. And sorry guys.
She okay all right. There? She all right?
Yeah. Okay. Tina's going to go cough up a lung or something here. Right. We've had this we spend way too much time together. We both had a cold together. So there you go.
Do you want to take a short little break or you continue? It's up to you.
You know what? I've got all the power now, Benny.
Yeah, you do. That's why I'm giving it to you.
All right. So with this, knowledge is power. And a lot of times the knowledge to get this fourth dimensional, this paranormal stuff out there, the real knowledge is really hard to find, and it shouldn't be hard to find. It should be available to everybody. And Tina and I have worked a long time, a lot of years, developing tools and things that work and that are safe. And one of the things that we've developed is the psychic self-defense class, because Chris from Michigan is not alone. There's an ocean of people out there just like Chris who know they have a living relative with them, or they know they have ghosts with them. And what do you do about it? Nobody talks about what you do about it. People will say banish them. People will say send them love and light. It doesn't necessarily solve the problem. And that is a huge element of what we do and why we do it. Knowledge is power, and spiritual knowledge is the best, most helpful type of power. And welcome back, Tina.
I think I got it now.
Yeah, Benny, my power's over.
Oh, no, you still have all the power.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So last week we were talking about what I went through. And as parents, we are responsible for our children mentally, emotionally, physically, and also spiritually. And we woke up one day and our daughter was extremely psychic. What do you do with that? And so with that problem, it was a huge problem. For 18 months, I didn't sleep. My house was a house of horrors. My house, you know, somebody from Hollywood could have come in and written a movie about it. It was that bad. People, you know, I remember one time sitting on my sofa, totally healthy. And in an instant, I have double pneumonia. I felt these two stab marks going in my lungs. And what the heck is that? It's not normal. I had to learn how to take my power back.
It's not normal. It's paranormal.
It's paranormal.
It's beyond what anyone would consider normal activity.
And our house was full of these entities and ghosts. And, you know, if it was just ghosts, it might not have been so bad. And who knows what else was there. And I looked for help. I searched for help from well-meaning psychics, religious institutions, everywhere I could. I didn't turn down help. But by help, I mean, I looked at things with due diligence and discernment. I didn't blindly trust. I tried things. If they didn't work, you know, I stopped. Blind trust is not your friend in the paranormal world.
In other words, what you're trying to say is, whether it's the normal or the paranormal, you still have an ordinary responsibility to do the right thing for yourself and your family members. The other little twist here is, you don't want to allow someone to harm you, and then they earn the karma for harming you, if you could put a stop to it.
That's true.
Which is, you know, we're always looking at how karma works, because that never gets turned off. And I think I want to point out to people that you said that you woke up one morning and your daughter was psychic. I'd like to point out that I would wake up with a new ability. I would go to sleep and I'm this ordinary person who can do this much psychic stuff. And I wake up the next morning and I could do this much. Why that happens is a great topic for another show. But I'm going to tell you that this happens to people. You can't explain it any more than Laura could explain it, or her daughter, who's this little kid, could explain it to her. And just because you have a psychic child doesn't mean your parental in the third dimension responsibility ends. You have to be careful who your child is exposed to, what people say to this child that could harm her or change her mind thinks. And if you don't understand how all of the elements work, you feel like you're walking through a minefield. I mean, one of my favorite statements is this spiritual path is often like walking through a minefield in an earthquake and a thunderstorm. You need to step really carefully.
And you still got to drain that swamp.
Well, yeah, that's a Navy thing. When you're up to your rear end in alligators, your mission still is to drain the swamp.
I'm really good at mixing metaphors, okay?
Yes.
So, and, you know, through these trials and tribulations, one of the biggest things I had to deal with was one of the ghosts in my house was my dad. And my dad, I didn't know what to do with him.
It's not like you could just banish your dad.
Well, I didn't know
Why would you want to?
Or any, banishing was never an option because I felt like if I banished all these ghosts from my house, then they're my neighbor's problem. Where do they go?
Karmically, that's a bad thing.
And with my dad, it was really, really terrifying because he...
Not that your dad was terrifying, but what you saw happening to him. Just looking out for you, darling.
Thank you. So my dad was trying to help us. My dad was trying to keep us safe as best as he could as a ghost. He would spend the night standing next to my daughter in her bed while she's trying to sleep or we're trying to sleep. He is fighting off as a ghost these dark entities. And what was probably one of the most terrifying things was he would disappear. My daughter would see these dark beings take my dad's soul. And with that, we're going to come back and I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. You are listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. And when we get back, I'm going to talk about a psychic who made an amazing prediction. And hopefully Tina will be back. And by the way, now you can see all of her pillows she sits on so she can be as tall as me.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
welcome back, everyone, now that I'm not coughing. So you're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio, and we do want to welcome everyone back. So, Laura, I wanted to ask you, in this incredible journey, was there anyone who was honest and who was helpful?
You know, last week we talked about looking for the help, and we talked about the things that didn't work. This week we're going to be talking about what did work. And I did come across several well-meaning people that were like, wow, I would love to help you, but this is beyond what my capabilities are. And I really, really appreciated that. I had one psychic who was on the other side of the country. Her name was Nancy. And, you know, I called her up and she agreed to work with me. And I kind of told her a little bit about what was going on. And she literally said, you know, I'm not the right person for you, but you're going to meet this woman in uniform and it's going to change your life and it's going to change her life. And you're going to become business partners. And she said, you're going to be doing all of these great things together. And, you know, in my sleep deprivation, because at this point I'm only getting about 2 consecutive hours of sleep, I'm like, great. Okay, great. You know, what good does that do me now? And I literally forgot about this. And so fast forward about a year later, my sister-in-law calls me up one night and says, hey, I have a phone number for you. She goes, my friend, you know, Sue was at this dinner party. And by the way, I was, you know, mentioning some things that were going on in your family. I hope you don't mind. And I'm like, well, at this point, I don't really care. I'm so tired. And, you know, fear also adds a layer of exhaustion to your regular chronic tiredness as well. And so my sister-in-law gives me this phone number and I call up this woman and she answers the phone and she's so freaking cheerful. I was like ready to throttle her. I detested cheerfulness at that time. It was just, I was so exhausted and my world was crashing down on a daily basis with all this weird stuff I could never tell anyone. And so I talked to her a little bit and, you know, I asked her a few questions because whenever you work with a psychic or any spiritualist or any spiritual teacher, ask questions. If they do not like the fact that you're asking a question, run. If they do not give you a satisfactory answer, run. You own your life. You have to determine what's right for you. If you go to the ghosthelpers.com website, if you scroll down to the courses, there's actually a free course on there called The Secret Science Behind Intuition, and it talks about how to develop your intuition and why that's important. It's free. It's an hour long. It's probably, if you're not familiar with this concept, it's a great way to start down your spiritual path. So I am talking to Tina, and I'm asking her some questions. And my first question, who I think was, do I need to burn some sage?
And I said, oh, that stuff's worthless.
It doesn't help. Why would you do that? It doesn't help. So
it's not going to get rid of a ghost.
And so she answered that question correctly. And I'm like, okay, fine. I said, all right. So I have this problem. I have this ghost child living with me. And again, I don't know who she is. So I'm not going to tell her everything because I can't fully trust her. I don't know her. That is key. And it's not that I'm a distrustful person, but when you're talking about spiritual safety, that's a huge element, because if you're not spiritually in a safe place, you're not mentally in a safe place, you're not physically in a safe place, you're not emotionally in a safe place. They're all connected. You have to be in a spiritually safe place to learn and to grow. And I needed to know if this was going to work or not. So I told her about Annabelle, the ghost child who's stabbing my daughter in the back.
But didn't you also ask me about your daughter? Should you bring her?
Oh, I had asked Tina, I said, do you need to speak with my daughter? But I did this because it's on the phone. And if the minute Tina were to say something that I didn't like or I didn't agree with, I could click and hang up on her. I had the power. Again, I'm not handing my daughter over on a platter to anybody. She is my daughter and my responsibility and my husband's responsibility and my husband's daughter.
So glad you clarified that.
Just in case. So I start talking to her and I said, we have this ghost Annabelle. And she's like, oh yeah, I can help you with that.
I'm going to interrupt you again.
Please do.
Because you didn't answer the question. when you said, should I hand you, you know, should my daughter be available? What was the answer?
You said, no, we can do this ourselves. And I'm like, great.
Okay, so I got two right.
She got two right. And
I'm looking for my brownie points here.
I know. Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, as long as we don't get her to three, then she gets ultimate power. No, I'm kidding. When you were gone coughing, I was talking about how I had all the power.
Okay.
So I'm on the phone with Tina, and she's helping me cross Annabelle over, and I'm like, wow, this for the first time in 18 months feels real. It feels right. And she enabled me to actually see Annabelle for the first time. And I had been psychic as a kid, but my abilities kind of went dormant. And this is shoving that fact right back into my face at the time. And I can see Annabelle, and I can see her, Tina, basically crossing her over. And I could hear Annabelle. And I could see who was meeting Annabelle on the other side, which I thought was fascinating because, again, my abilities had just been shut.
Well, you were also angry at this child. She'd made your life hell, but she also propelled you to a new life.
She was a karmic opportunity. Yeah.
She was a karmic opportunity, but you were really up to your rear end in the alligators at the moment, and you didn't know that you needed that.
And let me tell you, they bite and other things.
Three heads.
We had this three-headed crocodile that would roam around our house I talked about last week. And it's like, what do you do with this? This is so not normal. And Tina was able to cross Annabelle over. And then you said something like, okay, is that it? And I'm thinking, oh God, you have no idea. But I didn't give her any other information. But all of a sudden, my dad, the sentinel who was trying so hard to protect us, who would get beaten up as a soul, as a ghost, looked at me for the first time. I could see him, and he is right in front of my face, just like inches away from my face. And he looks at me and he says, you're good. And he shot up like a light. And all I could think of was, oh my gosh, this could actually work. I had nothing to lose and everything to possibly gain by calling her that night. And, you know, I had no frame of reference as to what to expect, but I still always looked at the fact that I needed to make sure whatever decisions I made for my child were spiritually safe and sound. Knowing where my dad went, knowing that my dad, this ghost who'd been living with us for about 18 months, maybe 2 years, was safe, it literally brought tears to my eyes.
Well, because as he has been trying to protect you, as souls are eternal, they're not going to die. They leave a mortal body, but you can't destroy a soul. And that's an important concept to wrap your brain around. But in the fourth dimension, they can feel a lot of difficulty and a lot of fear and terror and cold and all those things we know one wants to fear.
All of those human emotions, once you leave your physical body, those ghostly souls still have those emotions with them.
And I think that this was important on so many levels because it's as if I sort of pulled this curtain back and all of a sudden you could see things that you didn't realize you could see. And maybe that was not allowed until you could be in a spiritually safe place.
That could very well be because the terror and the heartbreak I would have, my daughter would come shrieking out of the bedroom saying that these dark beings, and I'm not going to describe them because I don't want to give them power. I don't want to introduce that. These dark beings took Grandpa. He's gone. He was fighting them and he lost. And moments were so heartbreaking for me because I had no control and no power.
And so all that conversation that your daughter would have with you because of what she was seeing, that stopped.
It did.
And all of the Annabelle stabbing her and waking her up and standing over her, all of that stopped.
I never told my daughter about this conversation I had with Tina because I needed to know, she's my canary in the coal mine. Did it work?
Right.
And I talked to Tina. I worked with her. I thought I found the right help, but my daughter was going to be the canary in the coal mine. All of a sudden, my daughter stopped complaining about Annabelle. She could take a shower and not get stabbed. My dad no longer appeared to her.
How about the animals?
The animals started calming down. That three-headed crocodile thing started, it disappeared. So with that, a lot of things shifted, and it was the right spiritual help. And the trials and tribulations I went through of everything that didn't work were actually, in hindsight, for my greater good, because once you know what doesn't work, you know what can work. If I had found Tina right away, if she would have been the first psychic I sought out and it worked, I wouldn't have learned all of those valuable lessons along the way. I wouldn't be doing this now. I would have probably just called her up, worked with her, paid her, whatever, and moved on with my life. But it didn't work that way.
No, it's funny how, it really is funny how this works. Because when you meet the right person, it puts you in a position to have this level of clarity that you wouldn't have thought was possible. And now that you have that clarity, now you have this discernment. Now you can see things. It didn't just send two ghosts off and get rid of a three-headed crocodile, which was just a thought form. What it did was it opened a door for you to feel empowered. And that really was my long-term goal. And you're listening to Ghost Helpers. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the things that open doorways for Laura and how we learned to help each other. And we'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Ghost Helpers. We're talking about this journey of, you know, continuing with that search for help and what a ghost is and what it means to cross over. So I've got a question for you, Tina. When I called you, what were you thinking? Because I'm just curious. I don't think I've ever asked you that question.
Well, I went to this dinner party with a friend of mine in La Jolla, and I knew the hostess, but I didn't know anyone else who was there. And this woman sits down and says, "What do you do?" And I'm not shy about it.
Which is really a loaded question. If you ever sit next to us, be careful you don't ask that question.
"What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I help the dead." And she said, "Could you help a psychic child?" I mean, she didn't bat an eye. And I said, "Yes, I can." I wasn't even hesitating. And she said, "Give me your card." So I handed her my card. Well, I hand out lots of cards and nothing ever comes of it. Every now and then, something does come of it. And within 24 hours, Laura called me. And I get these phone calls all the time. People say, "I know you're not going to believe this, but I think I have a ghost. Am I crazy?" You know, and I have had many, many phone calls where someone has a psychic child. I had a case in Charleston where twins, well, someone had twins. I worked with her for a couple of months, and man, she's good now. And I would never work with her twins. And when she asked me those questions, this woman's been through hell. If she thinks that sage works and she wants to know that, why would I have her spend money on something that's never going to work? And then she asked me if I wanted to talk to her child, and I have a personal policy, which is you never work with someone's child ever, because you're abrogating the responsibility of the parent.
You're taking away their power. And that was my deal when I had psychics telling me they would work with my child and not me. And so I don't think so.
And I wanted to only work with the parent, because if you teach parents, you know, mom and dad, and I would tell whoever was calling me, the husband or the wife, you and your wife need to be on the same page. You cannot be separate, because this is a very powerful situation. And we crossed over Annabelle and Laura's dad. And I mean, I've done this several thousand times. And
she's really 482 years old.
I am.
You look really good for your age.
Yes, frankincense, let me tell you. And as I'm listening to her, and I'm listening to what this child can do, and we must have talked for 3 hours on the phone that night. It wasn't cross her over, cross these people over, and you're done. She needed to understand, and I could get this. She was starving to death for information, for knowledge. She felt like she was in this intellectual desert where everybody keeps showing her the mirage of this will help, and it doesn't work. And I took her over to this intellectual oasis, basically, that said, these things don't work and why. These things do work and why, which is why we put them in the psychic self-defense course. And I'm listening to her explain that she's got a 7-year-old who can remote view, is a medical intuitive, who is an animal intuitive.
And by intuitive, I mean, she really talks to the animals.
She really does. And she's very good at it, and she's very responsible, but she's still a little kid. And there is a karmic law that states you never violate the children's law. And I'm very well aware of that. And if you truly study metaphysics, you don't just say run around saying you're spiritual and you think that's it. That's not it. If you study whatever it is that you're trying to become the best at, then what you learn is, in my world, there's something called the children's rule. And you never violate that because karmically you can harm the growing psyche of a child. You have a responsibility to keep them safe on all those levels, especially spiritually. That's why you don't want spiritual abuse for your child. And psychic abuse by a psychic is just as bad as...
It's a form of spiritual abuse.
It's a form of spiritual abuse any more than a bad clergyman is. And so I'm thinking this woman's going to need a whole lot of help. And this is months of work. I mean, because
sheer desperation on my part.
She doesn't really understand the karmic ramifications of what this kid can do. And if I tell her all at once, she's going to go, help me, I'm drowning, I'm drowning.
Well, and here's
of course, that's not your voice, but.
But here's the thing. So my sister-in-law has a friend who goes to a dinner party, who sits down next to Tina, who lives not too far away from me. What are the odds that that would happen, right?
I would never have met this woman, not in a million years.
And as, you know, we're talking and you're like, yeah, you know, you should come over to my house next week. And I remember it was like, but it's Valentine's Day. Don't you have, she's like, no, we're good. You should come over. I'm like, okay.
I think my husband's at sea.
Yeah. I didn't know that then. I knew nothing about her other than, you know, she helped my dad and she helped Annabelle. But you should come over and, you know, let's meet and this and that. And I thought, wow, this is really generous of her. And I'm at her house and we started doing these weekly meetings, right? Where she'd come over and I'd come over with a, you know, an empty notebook and it would come back home filled with information. Cause I'm like taking notes like no tomorrow because
that made sense to you.
It didn't make sense to me because the goal is to protect my kid. The goal is to protect my family because I was fighting for my family's soul. And I watched my dad's soul get battered and beaten up over and over and over. It was terrifying. And I knew that if they could do this to my ghost dad, what are they doing to my kids and my husband and myself that I can't see?
You felt like you were defenseless.
Yeah, absolutely defenseless.
And no one should feel that way.
And I was, you know, searching and looking and, you know, I wasn't giving up. Maybe if I had given up, we would have had a much different outcome, which wouldn't have been very good, especially for my dad, because now I know my dad. I know where my dad is. If you have a loved one who's died and you use the crossing over prayer, if you go to ghosthelpers.com, it's on there, along with a crossing over prayer for somebody who's committed suicide or who has been murdered or for a beloved animal. They're all on the new ghosthelpers.com website. It's a huge relief to know where your loved one is who has died, that they have gone home, that they have gone to the heaven world, that they are getting soul healing and soul restoration, and that they are safe.
Well, the other thing is this does nothing to do with religion. No, on a lot of levels. It doesn't matter whether you go to church or not. These are universal truths. And it doesn't matter where in the world you are. If your loved one dies, they need to cross over. Well, I don't care what faith or what building of wood and stone do you attend. It doesn't matter. There's no religion in the afterlife. And if you have a child that's this psychic, your responsibility is magnified to guide this person through the elementary school, middle school, and high school years and keep them in a normal place so they can feel like a normal child. That is not an easy task. And I could have been psychic. I felt you were going to need some help with that because this is not just a little kid who sees ghosts. She is far beyond that.
Right.
And she basically had my level ability at 7. And that can be terrifying to a child.
Or the parent.
Yeah. And I've been studying since I was like 8 or 9.
I knew so little. I was trying to look up, you know, what does it mean when you psychically see through walls and doors, psychically see other things. I didn't have words for these things that my kids was doing, which made it really hard to quantify. It made it so not tangible. But as we're meeting week after week, all of a sudden, you know, and this photo has been sitting in your living room forever. And I looked at it and we had been meeting every week for maybe 6 months. I looked at this photo.
I am heavily invested in you now.
So I looked at this photo and all of a sudden something clicked. Nancy had told me I was going to meet a woman in uniform. And at the time, I was so tired. I'm like, a Denny's uniform, a post office uniform, a police uniform. What kind of a uniform are we talking about, right? But that fleeting thought went away. So then I'd see this photo of Tina in a uniform, and I thought, oh my God, that Nancy woman was right. I'm meeting a woman in uniform, and it's going to change my life and her life. Who knew? But anyway, seeing that photo was just such a...
You didn't tell them what it looked like?
A big aha moment. So she's, you know, in her Navy uniform, and it wasn't a Denny's uniform.
No,
it wasn't. Or a post office uniform. So that is... That was the big aha moment. That told me that, yeah, I'm on the right track. Yeah, we're supposed to be doing things together. And fast forward a few years later, I mean, we're here now.
Well, I knew that I was trying to publish a second book, The Lightworker's Guide to Everyday Karma, and I needed help. And so I thought, well, what if we were to trade services? So she's helped me publish books and then eventually 1,000% more. And that put us in a position where now this is give and take. And she's an educator. And so what I found particularly endearing is that as an educator, you have this desire to want to know. And then you're thinking about, like I'm thinking, there are millions of families
out there. I'm not alone, right?
There are millions of families out there where somebody in the family is psychic or it's a child. And back to the children's law.
Yes.
The children's rule is you don't violate that. We're going to discuss that more when
we come
back.
Yeah, let's talk about the children's law and what that helped look like. You are listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. And with that, we'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout. shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Back to the Ghost Helper Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Tina, before we went to break, you were talking about the children's law, and I kind of want to have you finish up that thought before we move on.
The basis of the children's rule is you never tell a small child something that's spiritually a massive responsibility because they have the judgment of a 7 or 8 year old. Even into teenage years, they don't have the judgment to handle it. So your job as a parent is to tell them just barely enough to take care of it. For instance, if your child sees ghosts all the time, have the crossing over prayer handy. Say the prayer, play the prayer, the ghosts go away, your child is all right.
They get crossed over.
They get crossed over, and then you have power, your child has power, the child's still a child. Don't change that.
You know, I want to kind of give an example of this, and that is my daughter's passion has been animal communication. She's an amazing animal telepath. She has clients all over the world. But even now, when she has a client, and usually the work we do is on the phone, I'm always with her, and it's always on speakerphone because I want to make sure, A, that the information she's hearing is true, but also B, how to appropriately respond to that information. And I had one kind of a funny comment but she had a client in Arizona who found us, I don't know how. And the dog started misbehaving, and it was peeing on places, and it was doing all these things. And the dog tells my daughter, they're going through a divorce and the woman is a real B-I-T-C-H and I don't want to live with her. I want to live with my dad, the dog's human. And my daughter's eyes get really big and have her mute it. And I'm like, what did the dog say? She goes, the woman's a real B-T-I-C-H and he doesn't want to live with the woman. I started laughing because that's what the dog's reality was. So the dog is misbehaving because it doesn't want to, the family's going through a divorce and the dog wants to live with the guy and not the girl. So how do you properly, and it was, thank goodness it was the man who called, not the woman. How do you properly, you know, teach someone the responsible way to answer that on the phone? Because at 7 or 8 years old, she would have just blurted out, this is what the dog said. It has to be couched.
It has to be couched. And there were a lot of tools that you and I discussed over those weeks and months that went by. And what we realized was that we can't in this show or even a couple of shows just say, oh, we did this, 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 and this. And we realized that's kind of like cherry picking it. Somebody might hear one show and not another, which is why we put together the Psychic Self-Defense course.
It's a foundational course.
It's a foundation course that helps you change your mindset using fact-based, repeatable actions that take you to another level and raise your frequency. We explain the science behind the tools that we are suggesting people use. In addition to this, it comes with an energy clearing kit. So all the things that I'm telling her, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to do this. If you don't have a frame of reference, it feels overwhelming. But if you're taking it as a course, then you can integrate it. You can either take it week after week or however often you want. And that really was the basis. Your experience, I had wanted to do this for a really long time. And you brought a technology element to the entire process that was hugely helpful.
A big part of what I was going through is I was so exhausted from the paranormal world. And you're telling me, go to the site and buy this and go here and buy that. And I'm so tired, I can't function. It's like, oh yeah, I got to go do that, but I don't remember, you know. So we put all of these tools into this clearing kit, and it's not your average clearing kit.
It doesn't have any feathers.
No feathers, no seashells. These are powerhouse tools. These are tools that really make a difference, and they've got the science behind them, and we show you how to use them and the importance of frequency. It has a book in there, Karma and Frequency. the importance of raising your frequency and what that means. And in a nutshell, the higher you can raise your frequency, the stronger your baseline is. So when life comes at you, you don't fall as hard.
It also enables you to have a little more due diligence if you're dealing with someone who says they're really psychic and they have these great powers. You might use some of the tools you have to ask some questions, because a lot of people mean well, but unless you have a fact-based, science-based approach to the paranormal world, because metaphysics is beyond the physics you think you know. Again, it's the people never saw germs during the Civil War, the 1800s, 1900s, and all of a sudden they invented a microscope. And this whole world opened up for people. Things that can affect us, we can't see. A virus can pass through a ceramic bowl. I mean, you can't even wrap your brain around that. We can now. And radio and all these waves that you can't see, they exist. And that's metaphysics. It's beyond the physics you know right this minute. But tomorrow, that physics might become everyone's reality. And the more you can understand it from a science-based approach, then you have far more personal power to be able to approach the things that are happening to you, your family, and friends. And the ability to cross over a ghost doesn't mean you have to be great and courageous. It just really means that you have a prayer, you have a situation, you have a tool 24/7. You don't have to be afraid anymore. I'm a big fan of not being afraid of not feeling fearful of something.
And, you know, you have a saying that you were saying, you know, if you go to Wisconsin in the wintertime, surely you're going to want to wear a coat. So it's all about these layers. And the psychic self-defense class, it's a foundation of these basic fundamentals. So you can take these tools and grow spiritually to keep yourself and your family and loved ones in a safe space.
What I love about this class is that you take the class once. What if you didn't remember it all? Well, you can take it as many times as you want.
Right.
You can refresh yourself. You can have a situation you didn't have when you first took it, come back and look at it again and go, oh, wow, now I know why they said this. Now I know why they're referring to this. That will make a difference. And the things that work and why, and the things that don't work and why, helps you to find your power on every conceivable level. That's really important to us. It's all about empowering anyone. And we have people all over the world who have contacted us,
who have taken this course, and we have testimonials all over the place for it too. And one of the things that we talked about is that we're going to, whoever's interested in taking this class that you can find benefit, you can pay through PayPal and pay over 6 months, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, you told me that yesterday.
All right. So we've got that going.
I remember
going.
What you tell me.
She does remember. Better than a husband. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing, husband. So anyways, we're also going to offer a coupon code for $100 off. It brings that price down to $500. The coupon code is the word ghost. So if you go to ghosthelpers.com, scroll down to the courses, click on the link, go to psychic self-defense, use the coupon code GHOST. And what we're going to be doing is, anybody with that coupon code, we're going to be doing live personal Q&As for you and with you to help you with any questions or any situations that you may have along the way.
All right, let's talk about next week, because we have about a minute left.
We do.
All right. Next week, we're going to be sharing stories of possession. What is it? What it looks like? How do you identify it? And what do you do about possession?
And a lot of stories about ghost stories that entail possession.
Ghost stories that entail possession. We want to thank you for listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a question or comment? Visit our new website, ghosthelpers.com. Special thanks to the Oil Lounge. And a super shout out to Benny and Kat, our producers for this show. And we want to make sure you check out our books and courses that are also on ghosthelpers.com. Did I miss anything?
I think you're good.
I think we're good. Okay. We will talk to you next week. And if you have questions or comments, please let us know. Ghosthelpers.com.